Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry here with Femi OK. We've been sort of going around the galaxy of Senator Edward Kennedy's life all morning long.
And people who've worked with him.
Yes. Lucy Marcus, you're a business owner now in living in England, but you're on holiday in Germany this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you remember back to the days of the 1990s when you were an intern in Senator Kennedy's office on Capitol Hill?
I do. I was one of the thousands who were fortunate enough to pass through his office.
Now, did you get any FaceTime with the senator? And we were told earlier on the program that it was the favorite Senate office for people to work, regardless of whether you're Republican or Democrat. Is that true?
Well, it certainly was in high demand. I mean, one of the things that Senator Kennedy did was he attracted some of the most talented, dedicated, and committed staff on the Hill. And to be able to have the opportunity to work with those people was really extraordinary. I was very lucky because rather than being in his personal office, I was actually working in the Health and Human Resources office. And at the time, I was very interested in higher education policy and was fortunate enough to work with that team. And they gave us real work to do, and we were all very lucky to have it.
Did you watch something actually change in the form of legislation on educational policy, things that you were passionate about?
Absolutely. I mean, at the time, I was very interested in financing of higher education. I had, as a student, I went to Wellesley College in Massachusetts, and I had started a lobby group on financing of higher education. And of course, Senator Kennedy was at the forefront of those issues. And so I was fortunate to be able to work on legislation in that area, but also at that time was able to be exposed to all the different areas of education, primary education, you know, early stage education. And that passion is carried through. I now sit as a director on a number of boards, and one of those boards is the International Step-by-Step Association, which is a Soros-funded organization that works on access to democratization of education for young children across Eastern Europe and the former Soviet Union. There's no question that passion that I got at the time and learned about early childhood education came from those times.
A piece of the legacy of Senator Edward M. Kennedy, who died last night at age 77, the career of Lucy Marcus, who was an intern of Senator Ted Kennedy back in the 90s and went on to become a business owner and consultant. Thanks so much for being with us, Lucy.
My pleasure. Thanks.